energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 72 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 48 tonight, mainly clear. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has released a statement following the federal judge that had ruled on the birth certificates in the state of Kansas and saying that they must reflect the sex at birth for individuals within the state. As KSNT News reports, the federal judge made the decision on the Foster v. Stanek order, with Kobach saying, quote, the court's opinion was well-reasoned and thorough. This trans activist in this case attempted to nullify state law. The court held that SB 180 means what it says. Birth certificates in Kansas must reflect biological sex. As long as I am attorney general, the laws of Kansas will be enforced as written. The legislature decided the birth certificates must reflect a biological reality, and they were quite clear on how they wrote the law. The decision is a rejection of the activists and Governor Kelly's attempt to twist the English language beyond recognition. The court had told the governor what the law clearly means. We now expect the governor to follow law and cease changing birth certificates to something other than biological sex at birth.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The surrounding area of Emporia, Kansas in Lyons County ended up battling fires over the weekend for Labor Day. As according to emergency crews, one fire was reported near Highway 56 between roads A and B in Lyon County that consisted of a brush fire where they say the smoke was affecting drivers in the area. And fire crews ended up battling the grass fire until roughly 6 in the evening. According to the Allen Admire Fire Chief, they say the second fire was a controlled fire that ended up getting out of control when the wind direction changed, causing the fire to rage out of control. As the fire was originally supposed to burn off an invasive plant species. They say in both cases, no injuries were reported as a result of either fire, and roughly 100 acres were burnt near Highway 56, and the investigations on the fire are still ongoing. Fire crews were able to contain both of the fires and remind individuals across the state of Kansas that with the continued extreme heat across the area and the drought conditions, to be wary of starting fires or being aware of fires that may start naturally in your community. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a great year for the Nebraska State Fair that relocated up to Grand Island, Nebraska, with the first 5 days breaking records with individuals showing up to the fair, showing a near 30% increase in attendance for the first 5 days alone. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that overall the total through the first couple of days included near 149,000 people in attendance compared to the 114,000 that was reported at that same time last year. The fair officially wrapped up on Labor Day on Monday, but fair leaders say that with the a little bit cooler weather that happened over the past week compared to the prior weeks, along with the nice sunny weather, helped drive individuals out to go and enjoy with their theme this year known as Whatever Your Flavor. The latter half of the fair also saw record turnout as well, with the closing weekend going into Labor Day weekend being more attended than the opening weekend traditionally at the state fair. Fair officials say they are looking forward to planning out the 2024 state fair already. Mid-America Network News.
back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires 9/30.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously to contribute $10,000 toward a historic building survey of the downtown district in Marysville. As Marysville Chamber and Main Street are pursuing designation as a historic district, which could allow tax credits for building improvements. The city had earlier committed $5,000 toward the effort, which is hoped could stimulate development of second floor spaces as housing units. Funding was designated from the county's Economic Development Fund. Approval was given for a carport at Waterville to cover the county emergency trailer. Public Works announced the retirement of coordinating supervisor Roy Youngerberg effective November 30th after over 40 years' service to Marshall County. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemaha County Commissioners moved forward unanimously approving a draft resolution presented by the county attorney as to a comprehensive plan presented by the Planning Commission. The Northeast Kansas County Officials Annual Association meeting to be held in Nemaha County has tentatively been scheduled November 17. A special meeting was held August 31st to discuss changing the employee health insurance plan to Sailor Insurance from the state insurance plan. A motion was approved allowing negotiation for a contract for the county administrator position. Gage County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing at their last meeting with no comments coming forward. Afterward, unanimously approving appointment of Nate Claybaugh, Grant Jones, and David Norton for 6-year terms on the Board of Trustees of the Hospital Authority. Riley County reporting the last of the full-time staff has been hired for the new EMS station at Leonardville, with opening expected mid-October. The facility will serve northern Riley County. A ribbon cutting will be announced. Funding toward local bridge projects include over $42 million toward 35 projects, including $437,000 in Marshall County, funding up to 90% of a bridge on 24th Road northeast of Beatty on Rubidoux Creek, and in Washington, funding up to 90% of a $1 million bridge project over the Little Blue River at Hanover, and in Nemaha County southeast of Kelly on O Road for a $950,000 project with a 90% match. These are targeted for city and county bridges not on the state highway system in need of replacement or repair. Funds are awarded through an application process and in most cases require local contribution. Criteria includes bridge condition, detour length, inability to carry legal loads, and past project history. An early morning single-vehicle accident in Marysville last Monday claimed the life of a 2-year-old boy from Washington. Kiston Mashburn, son of Kyle and Holly Goodwin Mashburn, was a passenger in a vehicle that lost control shortly before 5 a.m. on Center and struck a utility pole near 5th Street in Marysville. The boy was transported to CMH, pronounced dead as a result of injuries. Services were held Saturday for Kiston Mashburn. Lexi Dollinghouse was crowned queen and Brock Armstrong King at Frankfort High School homecoming Friday. The Wildcats took Washington County in the homecoming football game. Richard E. Rick Wilson, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Rick Wilson. Norman N. Dummermuth, age 84, of Manhattan, formerly Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Monday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Norman Dummermuth. Leland H. Lohmeyer, age 76, of Lynn, passed away September 3rd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m., with a visitation at 9:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leland Lohmeyer.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 18th for the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. Thanks to the generosity of the Patterson Family Foundation, we have up to $70,000 in available matching funds to support area charitable organizations. Donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. To donate, either visit BlueRapidsMatchDay.com to make a gift online, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or join us for our in-person event on September 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
Don't miss the Steel City 150th Anniversary Celebration, held with the 53rd Annual Tractors and Treasures September 16th and 17th. The 150th celebration includes a car show, live music with Joker Band, Kids Corners, caricature artists, community parade, and enjoy the many activities of the Historical Society. Visit Steel City Flea Market on Facebook or fairberry.com for more information.
Family Fair remembers the horror of the American people during and after the terrorist attack of September 11th and urges everyone to take a moment of silence to remember those who lost their lives that day. From the patriotic staff at Family Fair in Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain showers today, otherwise staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some patchy fog early Tuesday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then staying clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunny and a bit warmer on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Then rain may continue early Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still some rain possible early Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s, and partly cloudy throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September, 83 degrees. Record high on this date, 107. The average low, 59, and the record low, 36. Sunset this evening, 7:44. Sunrise in the morning at 7:05.
Goldenrod lines roadsides and fields everywhere this time of year. We have an in-depth look at one of late summer's most abundant wildflowers from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 11th, the 254th day of the year. Coaching legends Tom Landry and Paul Bear Bryant were born on this day, and in 1974, it was the TV debut of Little House on the Prairie. Goldenrod is in bloom virtually everywhere right now, most often found along roadsides and untended fields. The yellow wildflower has a long history as a beneficial plant. Native Americans used it to make a skin salve, and pioneers found it could soothe the pain of bee stings. During the American Revolution, colonists drank Liberty tea made from goldenrod, and it's sometimes used as a barometer for predicting weather changes. One proverb says the first frost will occur 6 weeks after goldenrod begins blooming. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more old-time lore at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
KNDY.
It's Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was another dominant weekend and another big victory for the Kansas State Wildcats for week number two as they were at home again in Manhattan as they took on Troy, dominating on Saturday with a final score of 42-13, putting them number 15 nationwide.
Waltz is in for the touchdown. Fifth touchdown of the game for Kansas State. They lead 34-13.
Overall, the Wildcats put a lot of movement on the board with a total of 397 total yards throughout the game, passing more than 250 yards and rushing more than 147, having more than 20 first downs throughout the game. Quarterback Will Howard went 21 for 32 throughout the game with 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. Deshaun Ward ended up rushing for 58 yards. DJ Giddens put 52 yards on the board for the game, with Howard running for 33 himself. Kansas State's now set for game number 3 of the season next week against Missouri on the road.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
In Kansas Jayhawk football, it was also a big week number two for them as they ended up dominating Illinois with a final score on Friday, 34-23, putting them 2-0 for the season so far. Quarterback Jalen Daniels ended up dominating the game for the Jayhawks, going 21-29 for touchdown receptions, putting 277 passing yards on the board with 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Devin Neal went with 10 carries throughout the game with 120 yards and 1 touchdown. Lawrence Arnold also had 5 receptions and 89 yards for the game. Overall, the Jayhawks put 539 yards on the board throughout the game with 277 passing yards, 262 rushing yards, and had 27 first downs. So far in the Big 12 Conference, there are 8 teams that are undefeated 2-0 for the first 2 weeks of the season, including BYU, Cincinnati, Kansas, Kansas State, the Oklahoma Sooners, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, the Texas Longhorns, and UCF. Kansas hits the road for game number 3 next week on Saturday with a night game against Nevada. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football scores from Friday night. First in North Central Kansas League action, Clay Center defeats Chapman 61-0. Abilene defeats Concordia 47-12, while the Marysville Bulldogs fall to the Walmego Red Raiders 49-0. Valley Heights Mustangs defeat Onega Buffaloes 48-16, while in eight-man action, Frankfort defeats Washington County on homecoming 54-6. Hanover falls to El Saline 44-28. Axtell handles Hartford 52-6. Lynn picks up their first win of the season 44-32 over Logan Palco, while in Nebraska, Diller O'Dell defeats Dessler 62-14, and Southern topples HTRS 64-26.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday from Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
I'm Haley Ingalls. My parents are Matt and Jenny Ingalls. I'm involved in volleyball, basketball, track, FCCLA, FBLA, M Club, Art Club, K's, and NHS. After high school, I plan on becoming a physical therapist, but I'm unsure where I'll attend, and my celebrity crush is Brownie.
My name is Silas Miller. My parents are Philip and Sophia Miller. Activities I participated in are FBLA, cross country, basketball, and track and field. I plan to study education in college and get my principal's and superintendent's license, and then hopefully run track and field at the collegiate level. Some of my hobbies are airsoft, fishing, and making riding mowers go a lot faster than they are supposed to go. And if I could be one animal, I would be an alligator so I could live underwater and on the land and scare people and take their food.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
12th Street Liquor and the Main Dish. When it comes to satisfying your cravings for the finest spirits, wines, and brews, there's one place that truly stands out as a gem. 12th Street Liquor, your go-to destination for the finest selection of alcoholic beverages. They are more than just a place to buy liquor. They're your friendly neighborhood source for quality service and selection. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the perfect drink for any occasion. Visit 12th Street Liquor today, where you'll find a friendly face and your favorite beverage. Please drink responsibly.
Need food fast but don't want fast food? Then stop at the Main Dish Take and Bake Meals on the Kessler Block in downtown Marysville. They have meals for just a couple or a crowd and inspired by cuisines from all over the world, like lasagna, Hungarian chicken, and enchiladas. You can pick up baked goods and breakfast as well. All meals are prepared fresh on site and frozen for your convenience. Stop by the Main Dish today to stock up your freezer with delicious, wholesome meals for now and later.
Peonies are long-lived, low-maintenance plants, but in recent years, many gardeners are finding the leaves of their peonies covered with a white powdery substance. The culprit is powdery mildew and seems to be an emerging problem on peonies in the landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fortunately, this fungal disease will not kill otherwise healthy and established plants. It does, however, affect their appearance. Reduce the risk by growing peonies in full sun with good air circulation. Remove infected plant debris in fall to further reduce the risk of infection next season. Since the disease occurrence is also influenced by weather, a bad infection this year does not mean you'll have problems next year. If this is a continual problem that you want to treat, you'll need to plan ahead. Apply an organic fungicide at the first sign of the disease and repeat as recommended by the label. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Van Doren brothers hailed from Vermilion County, Illinois. Their father saw great potential in his sons and even made a move to help them gain extra education. It turns out they accomplished something no other set of brothers has ever matched. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, and it's brought to you by Nationwide. You may know that besides hosting these programs, I am a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm or land to the next generation? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Tim Smith shares the story of two men who hailed from Vermilion County, Illinois.
The Van Dorens are literary figures from the first third of the 20th century in America. Carl Van Doren and Mark Van Doren.
Their father was a farmer and a doctor. He saw potential in his two sons.
Their father realized very early that he had two very bright sons. By 1900, he decides, I need to move the family to Urbana, get them close to the University of Illinois.
And that's where the two brothers attended college. They went on to hold a distinction that no other pair has ever matched.
They're significant in American history because they're the only set of brothers to win a Pulitzer Prize. Carl won it in 1939 for his biography of Benjamin Franklin, which, by the way, is still the standard work on Benjamin Franklin. And then his brother Mark won it for poetry in 1940.
Both taught at Columbia University. Carl passed in the 1950s. Mark lived into the 1970s.
Mark Van Doren became known as an extraordinarily wonderful teacher, and he is best known today for writing the best book on interpreting Shakespeare. And today, if you go on Amazon, you can buy Mark Van Doren Shakespeare.
The work of both brothers is still readily available today, a testament to their knowledge of literature and their ability to share that knowledge with the public. Traveling the countryside near Hope, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
This year's honey crop is highly dependent on the care you give your hives in the fall. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Check on the bees and harvest some honey, but not all of it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Becomes cooler, there's a lot of buzzing about around the beehives. Bees are still collecting pollen, nectar, and water. The queen is reducing hive numbers by kicking out the drones and getting their home ready for winter. Beth Conry is the president of the Colorado Beekeepers Association. She says this is the time to give your hives a full inspection, especially the queen and the worker bees.
I'm looking to see how much stores, you know, I'm hefting them to see how much they weigh, and then I'm making sure that I've got a viable queen also. A queen that is in good shape lays in a particular pattern, and we look for that pattern.
Do one last honey harvest, but don't be greedy. Conry says each of her colonies needs about 80 to 90 pounds of honey to get the bees through the winter.
We let them take theirs first, and then we take ours second. The way we manage our hives is we let them fill the two deep boxes before we add supers, so that when we take off supers, they're back to these filled boxes already. Typically, they'll convert the upper box entirely to honey, and then they'll move into the lower box.
Also be aware that this is the time other bees are looking for honey and could end up robbing your hive. Fall hive management also includes a careful inspection for disease and Varroa mites. If mite loads exceed threshold levels, consider your treatment options.
If you're in a climate that dips below freezing for weeks at a time, wrap the hives in black tar paper. Black helps absorb the sun's heat, and paper acts as a windbreak. But be sure not to cover the entrance or ventilation holes. Learn more about fall beehive care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision.
I are hoping to go on vacation for our anniversary. I'm the spontaneous go-with-the-flow traveler, and he absolutely appreciates having time to prepare and plan. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. There are times in life when being spontaneous can be a great thing, but when it comes to your finances, it's a good idea to have a strategy in place. Whether you're graduating from college, growing your family, or planning a career change, you may want to consider putting together a financial strategy that reflects your values and your purpose. By having a plan in place, you can feel confident knowing that you're working towards your short and long-term goals. Also, you never know when life's going to throw you a curveball, so you may want to ensure that your strategy reflects how you prepare for the unexpected. So don't put it off. Create a strategy that aligns with your personal values. It'll help you be more confident about the future as you have financial clarity and can live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
Move to induce more profitability for livestock producers today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bassline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The Livestock Marketing Association is starting a producer profitability initiative that seeks to, well, allow producers to be more profitable. Joe Goggins owns a business called Public Auction Yards in Billings, Montana.
We just continue to disperse cow herds. We continue to disperse flocks of sheep. We continue to lose thousands and thousands of acres out of protein production and reveal that we better push back. We better unify this industry somehow, some way to try to encourage and incentivize these people to want to do this.
Goggins sees the initiative as a way the industry can better work together.
We're not going to unify around all things. But I think we can unify as an industry. If we create a grassroots movement, I really do believe that we can get some unity on this idea of creating some incentive for all people to want to stay in this and to leave their land in production.
Goggins believes it's in everyone's best interest for the livestock industry to succeed.
We look at these things as preserving our food independence in this country, preserving our national security. We're this close to coming into some times where some people might get hungry. And if the world wants the United States of America to produce the highest quality, safest product there is in the world, then all we ask is that these people can make a decent living.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Unlock your keys to a brand new 2023 Ram 1500 at Twin Rivers in Beatrice and enjoy the ride with unbeatable 2.9% APR financing for 72 months. This limited-time offer makes owning the most luxurious and technologically advanced Ram 1500 easier than ever. Don't let high interest rates hold you back. Secure this fantastic financing deal and elevate your driving experience today. The new Dodge Ram you want is now waiting your drive home from Twin Rivers. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10-2-23.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Thursday, September the 7th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. USDA's federal milk marketing order hearings are underway in Carmel, Indiana. Chad Smith has more.
Hearings on the federal milk marketing order, which began last month, are expected to continue through the end of this month. Dr. Roger Cryan, chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says his organization is heavily involved in the process.
Well, this is the first hearing where AFBF has really taken a leading role on federal order policy. We're in it to our elbows and more. It's been a lot of work for Danny Munch and I to keep up with the armies of folks, the other folks who have brought to this thing, but I think we're doing a pretty good job.
He talks about the topics AFBF has testified on at the hearing.
Well, so far we've testified in favor of National Milk's proposal to get rid of the barrels from the survey because the barrel price has really caused a lot of distortion in the markets and a lot of federal order problems. And I testified in favor of a couple of our proposals, which are to add 640-pound blocks and unsalted butter to the survey because our members would like to see more products in the surveys to improve price discovery.
Cryan says there's still more to come from the hearing.
Some of the the things that we're really here about is to advocate for holding off on make allowance increases until we can get the data in a USDA survey of processing plants to get their plant costs and their yields. It's a slow process. We're in just the beginning of the third week of this thing. It's expected to go until the end of September, maybe longer.
Learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Thank you, Chad, so much. We appreciate it. This is your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Thursday, September the 7th. Coming up, we'll have more news for you right here as we keep you up to date all day long. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat growers, the 2023 AgriPro wheat yield results are available now. If you're looking for high yield, check out the AP Prolific variety. AP Prolific has proven high yield potential and an excellent disease tolerance package, including the best-in-class fusarium head blight tolerance and excellent stripe rust tolerance. If you have low pH soils, AP Prolific is an excellent choice. With the Pro and Prolific, call your AgriPro associate for local performance data and seed. A list of AgriPro associates is available at agriprowheat.com.
While you're touring through the Kansas State Fair, there's some great food at Mamma Mia's Concessions right beside Eel Mill. Don't miss the delicious chicken on a stick, big nachos, or even barbecue chicken nachos, toasted ravioli, and who could pass up the deep-fried cheesecake and mozzarella cheese sticks? That's some great food at Mamma Mia's Concessions right next to Eel Mill at the Kansas State Fair.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Strips being used as a conservation tool in fields are proving to be very beneficial to the soil. Here's how on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Strips are contour strips of native prairie species that are used like terraces. They may only take up 10% of a farm field, but deliver far more benefits, such as improving wildlife diversity, reducing soil erosion, and improving water quality. Marshall McDaniel is an assistant professor in soil-plant interactions at Iowa State University. He says research shows a reduction in sediment movement by 95%. Total phosphorus and nitrogen loss through runoff is reduced by 90 and 85% respectively. His team is also studying what happens to soil under and around prairie strips.
And they all show about a 50% increase in soil stability under the prairie strips.
and there's about a 4 to 9% increase in water storage. And they also did the soil water content at permanent wilting point so we could calculate the plant available water storage under these prairie strip soils. We saw about a 14% increase in plant available water storage from the prairie strip.
Do prairie strips affect the soils around them? McDaniel says this research is still in progress, but they have found a reduction in soil nitrates, primarily surrounding the prairie strips.
And then we have a variable like phosphorus that showed an interaction between distance and prairie strip, meaning that the prairie strip effect was actually just behind the prairie strip. And this confirms that the reduction in sediment loss and erosion probably means that phosphorus is building up behind the prairie strip too.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about prairie strips and their benefits at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier in for Jeff Aiken. Moving through the Monday today, kind of mixed on the board all over for the grains right now. Corn still slightly higher, wheat still slightly lower as we move through your middle of the day. September corn right now in the green by 2 pennies, sitting at 470 and a half a cent. December corn also up by 2.5 cents at 486 and a quarter. Over in the wheat market, we are seeing mostly lower numbers here right now. September KC wheat is down by 10 cents, bit of a hit there to 715 even a bushel. December's down 8 pennies at 724 even as well. Moving into the late futures with March of KC wheat down 7.5 cents to 728. And the oats market slightly lower here. September oats down a penny at 476 and a quarter. And the soybeans, they've slowly moved upward right now. September beans up 2.5 cents at 1352 even. November beans also up 10.25 cents to 1373 even a bushel. In the soybean meal market, September's down right now, 260 at 409 and 30 cents, with October in the green by 4.5 at 407 and 20 cents. And the soybean oil for September down a quarter to 62.90, with the October bean oil up by 9 pennies at 61 and 55 cents. In the cotton market, slightly higher here today, with October cotton up $2.49 at 86.90. December's up 203 at 87 and 94 cents. Real quick look at your dollar indexes. U.S. dollar index for September down about 56 cents right now, sitting 104.50. December down by 56 cents as well to 104 and 15 cents. The euro down in the green slightly to 107, and the British pound slightly up at 1.25. The Dow Jones currently up by almost 100 points at 34,674. The S&P up by 28 points right now at 44.86. And the NASDAQ is in the green 137 points with some mostly higher trading numbers right now at 13,899. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Do you need a car, but maybe your credit is less than perfect? Then you need
the key.
Has your credit suffered from late payments or collections? Then you need
the key.
Has your score dropped from medical bills or student loans being behind? Then you need
the key.
Are you trying to catch back up from a previous loss of job or prior bankruptcy? Then you need
the key.
We know that bad things happen to good people, and the cane can help. If you're looking for a vehicle and need a second chance, you need the cane on your side. If others have told you they can't help, put the cane to work for you. Get the help you need and a vehicle you want. Call the cane today at 333-3333. Dial 333-3333 and ask for the cane. It's as easy as 333-3333.
Hi, I'm Alex Kane. Let me use my 28 years of experience to help you with the fresh start financing you and your family deserve. Put me to work for you today.
Financing with approval and credit, not all buyers will qualify.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Volunteer wheat helps keep many unwanted crop insects alive that can damage next season's production. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses what unintended consequences can come from leaving the volunteer wheat. Chinch bugs, mites, grasshoppers, and the Hessian fly can all use the crop as a food source.
The later the planting of the wheat, the better off you are as far as avoiding insect pests. But as the chinch bugs move out, in years past, especially if we have a dry fall, they have caused some thin stands of wheat, and then they overwinter in some place where there's bunch grass or someplace like that. But on their way, they will feed on that wheat. So if you get rid of the volunteer, they will move on and they won't be there when that planted wheat comes up.
He explains how mites in the plant can also cause disease issues. Whitworth also mentions how grasshoppers could have a negative impact.
Wheat streak mosaic, the disease is vectored by a little mite, and if the volunteer wheat's not there, the mite won't be there. These mites can't fly, they can't hop. So if you get rid of the volunteer, they won't have a food source, and that will get rid of the mites. And if there's no mites, they can't vector the virus or the disease. It's the same with all the mites. Wintergreen mites, those are the mites we usually get called about in November, early December, if we have a relatively cool fall and it's dry. The wintergreen mites, again, they utilize grasses, but especially volunteer wheat and grasshoppers. This year in some spots and around the state, we've got a lot of grasshoppers, and a lot of the guys didn't treat the grass areas like they normally do or the weedy areas. So there are some pretty good populations of grasshoppers. And as soon as that wheat is planted and greens up, they're going to move into that wheat. So I just can't say enough about planting late. Plant as late as you possibly can for wheat, and especially get rid of that volunteer wheat at least 2 weeks before you plant it.
Hessian flies are nothing new to Kansas.
Every field that I've ever looked at in the last 30 years, we can find a 1% to 2% infestation of Hessian flies. They're that common. Usually they don't do that much of a yield reduction, but they can. In those fields that they have caused the problem, you don't want to see that happen again. I mean, it's very eye-opening, but they rely on volunteer wheat also. So plant as late as possible, get rid of the volunteer, and you'll severely reduce the incidence of Hessian fly or the potential of having a Hessian fly outbreak.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with information on why getting rid of volunteer wheat is critical when it comes to insect management. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
A message from Cover Kansas. Medicaid renewals have been on pause since 2020 and will resume in 2023. If your address with CanCare is not up to date, you might not get a renewal letter in the mail and could lose Medicaid or CHIP coverage this year. Go to cancare.ks.gov and click the red chat icon to update or verify your contact information today. That's cancare.ks.gov. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Classic Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.